Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the Pinckney to Pinckney Show. I am the Reverend Edward Pinckney. Today we're going to talk about Lakeshore area schools located in Stevensville, Michigan, right outside of Benton Harbor. Lakeshore is one of those schools that's 99.9% Caucasian, white, whatever you want to call them. And for years, you get four or five black students over there, and they will racially attack them. And it's been going on for years. Nobody really talked about it, but that's what's happening at Lakeshore School. And the point is, just recently, it just came out that Lakeshore area schools sexually attacked a young lady. She was white. They attacked her. They had the basketball coach going around talking about how big the high school girl breasts is, the breasts, and nobody is doing anything about it at Lakeshore. See, but when you deal with my black brothers and sisters, that brings me into it. That's what unites me. That's what gets me involved. Anytime you have my black brothers and sisters at a school where they intentionally do this, and they've been doing the same thing over and over again. See, they want the black students to come there to balance their budget. You see, if they get they get them five or six black students come in, and, you know, if they decide to kick them out, they still get the money. So that's what that's all about. So you as a black parent, do not send your child to Lakeshore area school for any reason. Because what you do to them mentally is more important than anything else. These are some racist people that live here in Barron County. Very racist, you see. From the judges all the way down to the county commissioners, all the way down. These are some very, very racist people. And they've been getting away with it because black people are intimidated by white folks. Not all, but most. That's why they continue to get away with the same thing, doing the same thing over and over and over again. And we let them. And don't forget, we still have this guy, Michael Hoy, who's running around here sexually attacking some of the less fortunate in our community. My concern is, I believe there's dead bodies in that church where he was hanging out, sleeping at, this Michael Hoy guy. He's a known sexual predator. But I believe that by him being white, you can't get black folks to come up against him, and he'll do a little knick-knack stuff around the community, and this gets people all excited. It just tells you that they can be bought and sold. They'd rather have this sexual predator running around our community, attacking our children, attacking our loved ones, and nothing is being done. And that's the way it is. See, anytime that you have the chief of police write up a false report about a sexual attack, which is McGinnis, he's the chief of police, anytime that you have one to write up a false report, then you know that something is going on. But black folks don't normally care unless it's their family. Black people normally do not care unless it's their family. And even when it's their family, most of the time they're too scared to speak up. That's why we're in this position today. There's not a reason in this world Lakeshore should be treating our children the way they do. The only thing they got going for them, that white privileged skin. You see, racism is alive and well. It's going to continue. It's never going to end in my lifetime. It's never going to end in my children's lifetime. It's not going to end because the people that we have right now, they got them so intimidated that they won't stand up for each other. They got to shoot each other over nothing. We'll kill somebody for what somebody said, not knowing whether they telling the truth that somebody said it or not. We will do that. That's our history. We do the same thing over and over and over again and expect a different result. This do not make any sense at all. It do not. It don't make sense for you and I to be involved in stuff like this. Think about this court system. This court system been killing our children for years, doing the same thing over and over and over again. And I talk about this all the time because as a black person, there would never ever be justice for a black person here, even if you are a snowball, a sambo, you know, there would never ever ever be justice for black people. You don't get justice when a black man kill another black man and this guy go to prison. That's not justice. That's not bringing your loved one back. So what are we doing? What are we doing here? What are we saying? We have to build that foundation. There's nothing more important than building a foundation for the future of our children. That's what we fail to do. You see, our brothers and sisters was cut different then. We didn't call our women the B word. We didn't do that. We never did. I don't remember doing it. I don't remember hearing nobody talking about calling the women the B and all this kind of stuff. Then they got the women, got their little kids calling them bees and thinking it's cute. All this kind of stuff is going on in our community, you know. And they and the white folks, they actually stole everything. You see, like right now the Pentagon is missing billions and billions and billions of dollars, and nobody cares because it's done by white folks. When white folks do things, it's different than when black people can go into a store and steal a pack of gum, he end up in prison. You see, this is the problem that we're facing today. See, you got to remember this too. The only reason that a white school like Lakeshore Area School, the high school and everything else that get away with this is that nobody is willing to challenge them. You see, nobody is willing to say, well, hey, what you guys doing is wrong and we're going to stop it. You're not going to hear that, you know, not from black people. But you go somewhere and say something about somebody of them, they ready to fight and kill you. What a world we live in. What a world. And they got us cutting each other neck, got us shooting each other over nothing, doing drive-by shooting, even at old folks' house. What kind of mess is that? Kind of mess is that? And that's where we at with this stuff. This stuff is serious. We got to change. You know, the justice system is a core government service. It is supposed to resolve disputes for the entire community, not just white folks. It is designed to resolve this, but not for black folks. It's only for white folks. The court system is built for white folks. It's not built for black people, you see. We still pay the taxes to get that service, but we don't get it. We're not going to get it. We're not going to get it because we can't take it. We're not, because half of us is on their side, even when it's their family. I just don't get it. I don't get how these snowballs, and that was in Django, that was, I really love that movie for the reason it exposed us for who we are. It told, it was like a comedy, but it was a really a good movie. You know, did you see the look on Samuel L. Jackson's face when Jamie Foxx rode in Django? Jamie Foxx is Django, JJ in his name, the D is silent according to him. And he told, he said, what is that nig doing on that horse? He said that. He said, and Jamie Foxx came back out and called him Snowball. You're a snowball. Oh, that was heavy. That was heavy in that movie. That was huge. Toll calls him who he was, a straight up Sambo. He calls him a snowball. Pretty much the same thing. But I can never realize, and I'm not going to ever stop saying this because it's important. You know, we as a people, we have been traumatized for over 450 years. We've had abuse, mistreatment, torture, hanging, raping of our men and women. That should be enough for us to make a move and stand up and say no more. Even today, we talk about old books that certain schools have. Even today, our books that we have today is a whole year behind. That's right. Check them. They don't even have books no more. They don't even use books no more. They don't even teach no more in some schools. Not all, but in some schools, they don't even teach our children anymore. And we say nothing. I understand that we are so busy trying to feed our family. And we are. Our family got to be fed. Here's something even more important. We have to build a foundation for our children. We got to build that foundation because they have to know that the family will come together and support them. They got us all over the place. And I know some of you might like this rap music stuff. I don't like it. I don't like it when it's that gangster. I like clean rap music. But when it comes to gangster rap music, I don't like it. I don't like calling people the N-word. I was over here just because of Django. I was, you know, saying, you know, I was, and then I had to tell myself, you're falling into the same trap that these rappers have fell into. You're falling into the very same trap that these rappers has fallen into. You see, and I didn't want to use the N-word. I didn't want to use the N-word because I'm not an N-word person. And I hate it when black folks, black men and women, use the B-word. I don't want to hear that for any reason in the world. I don't want to hear nobody calling our women a B, man or woman. I don't want to hear. Don't use the B word. We got to get better. We got to get stronger mentally And here's something a lot of people didn't know. One of the things that helped destroy our community, because black folks would start thinking that buying from white folks, you have better quality stuff. You know, when I was growing up in Chicago, I never shopped at a white store. We always shopped at, you know, in our community. And we built the community up. And then the white folks came in and bought all of it up. Then you had them Arabs coming in here. We never shopped at a white store because we had everything we needed. We had our own Black Wall Street, everything owned by black people. Then we start thinking, if we shop at a white store, that the quality will be better, even though they didn't want you there. Even though they didn't want you there. That's what happened to us. We think that white folks have better than black folks, even though they're buying from the same folks. This is how we also think that the price in the black neighborhood are higher than in the white neighborhood. And the quality of what's in the white neighborhood is better than what's in the black. That's not true. That's a lie. And it's not true. But they got us thinking this way. This is how they got us thinking. They got us thinking just like fortunate that we think on that. See, that's still that slave mentality that we possess. It's in you. It's instituted in you. Scared to speak up when white folks around. Don't want to say nothing when white folks around. Don't want to do nothing. And if it concerns white folks, you're going to run. It's just like we got a black city council here. And it's unfortunate. We have a mayor who be looking for a white buck to kiss, him and his pro tem. Two buck kissers. Well, actually, it's seven buck kissers. They be looking for a butt to kiss. That's how they do. They be looking for somebody butt to kiss, as long as it's white. They will destroy you, your family, your children, everybody, to please these white devils. That's right. They will destroy you. These guys who y'all we went to school with them. These same people that you talk like that. These are the same ones that destroying your family, destroying your city, destroying your children, and you're saying nothing. Man, oh man. That's why this guy Marcus Muhammad, we can't call him Muhammad no more. Muhammad is a great name. It's a title more than anything else. And he don't deserve it. He's a low-life scumbag. Him and his sidekick, Dwayne Cease. Then you have the guy, Ron Singleton, who stole a whole radio station from this community, and the community had failed to stand up and take it back. But here's the thing. He also stealing your taxes. He's getting lieutenant pay. And when he retired, he wasn't a lieutenant. He retired because he was a coward. That's why he retired. He didn't retire because he had the years in. He retired because he was a coward. That's why he retired. And he's a coward now. He's still a coward. You know, I would imagine all his children is cowards, you see. But it's unfortunate to be just this way. We have to continue to stand up and do what we need to do because it's crucial. We cannot allow our people to continue to be called snowballs. They're snowballs. You know, sambos, which is basically the same thing when you say snowball and sambo, you're saying the same thing. The Uncle Tom is a hero, so we can't call them no Uncle Tom. But we got to stay focused. We got to stay focused on our children. There's nothing more important than our children. And I'm going to close on this note. As a people that has been traumatized over 450 years, we got to do better. we got this white predator in our community, Michael Hoy, and people are associating themselves with him, black people, knowing that he's a predator and maybe even a killer. I would bet that there's bodies buried in that building. But black folks ain't going to do nothing. All they're going to do is sit around and talk. Well, on that note, I'm going to bring in my good friend Annette. She's our always our Monday guest, and I love what she be talking about. She keeps us busy and make sure things are happening. And that's the goal, you know. We got to make sure that we're telling our people what needs to be done. Like older people, you're never, ever, ever going to see justice for black folks. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Only way it could happen, we have a war. And we win the war. Or force them to come to the table. If we don't have a war, nothing going to ever change. School system. We got some of the worst school system in the history of man. I remember all the teachers was black. All my teachers were mostly black in the lower part. When I went to high school, most of them was black. Man, I tell you, none of this is actually worth it. But on this note, I'm bringing my good friend Annette. Annette, you on the air. Talk to me. You're on Blog Talk Radio and you're on Facebook Live. Talk to me.
Okay, well, let's bring the A-team. And I really do appreciate the opportunity, and I hope that we have some optimism. And yes, sir, within the twinkling of an eye, we can do a transfer, and we are here, and it's our time. I just wanted to, again, be on board with our brother that was on the past week and yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Oh, my goodness, this is what we're talking about. This is where, again, our case, along with the Black Wall Street and all throughout the criminal injustice system, the education indoctrination, even how the HUD with the urban renewal coming through and disrupting the black community and the black businesses to be able to build up. So, again, this is what our whistleblower lawsuit is about. One of the things that we want people to do, make sure you go get your paper and your pen. Make sure you get your paper and your pen because this is so super important. I am so pleased to announce that we are having churches now that are coming on board with us. Again, we need our HBCUs that are coming on board with us to blow the whistle. Yes, and with Senator Grassley, Senator Chuck Grassley, he is with the whistleblower. He's with the whistleblower program. This is a program. This is not just about, I think what happens is if we don't know the information, then we cannot advocate very effectively. But knowledge is power. And so, again, when you be able to, please go on any information pertaining to whistleblowers. Whistleblowers are people who are just saying, listen, this is wrong. And we're going to speak up, and we're going to do it in a collective, organized manner. And so now one of the things that, again, that has already been won, these are cases that have already been won, as you go on to the, again, just go on to Congress with the whistleblowers. You're going to see where they have had a flood of the whistleblowers who've been blowing the whistle. They said that they're going to even put in more money. But with the cases that we have won is domestic terrorism against black farmers. So, again, if you've been terrorized, period, and most of us, just by being in this country, we have been terrorized in one way or another. But then number two is also our black farmers. My great-grandfather, Wesley Davis, and this is what I'm using my particular research, my particular information, documentation, my journey, and exposing the information that I've been, again, just revelation knowledge. And one of the things is how the Bible is fulfilling itself. We have been through the curses and the blessings. Well, it was the blessings. Our forefathers and mothers, they were so wealthy and they were so well off because they had love first, and they loved themselves and they loved their neighbors. And so we are carrying on that legacy and also their vision, but we are standing up for the wealth that was wrongfully taken and that has been discovered. And so through the whistleblowers and my company, which was Impacts, a civil rights nonprofit organization, is a multicultural community organizing weekly block parties, where I was so with my sis queen, Miss Belinda Parker, is that, again, we got to start cleaning up our own neighborhood. One person can make a difference. And start keeping your own place clean, and then clean up your neighborhood. This is going to be mandatory. With all of the shooting and killing and all of this that is going on in our own neighborhood, we need to clean up our own neighborhood, and just by picking up trash and keeping our own neighborhood clean, it's going to make us even feel better about ourselves and about each other. So this is something that we want to do no matter what community. This is a community comprehensive plan that can be adopted in any particular community and tailored where you're going to be, like you just said, we can be actually self-efficient. Every single thing we need in our own community, we should be able to go within our community or either create it. And we are doing business with each other businesses and doing business only with businesses that are doing business with us. Because, again, what is happening is we're doing business with people who are not doing business with us. And so, again, whether it's China and Japan and all these other different countries, we're seeing how our president, he even sneaked off and went to Ukraine. And these are the same people that had Hunter Biden with the laptop and all the different things that are going on with the relationship. But, of course, even with the Davis Brothers Lumber Company, along with their money that has been hidden offshore, Ukraine, Biden, even along with Putin. So, again, all of these things, this is the black people money that has been wrongfully taken, wrongfully stolen, wrongfully hidden, then revealed, and the Congress, again, Congress examines nearly $32 trillion hidden Pandora Papers. Now, you want to just go on there and just pull up Pandora Papers? You want to be able to call your Congress people, your elected officials, and say, we want to know, where is this Pandora paper money? Because it belonged to us. And then you want to have your churches. Please have your churches to pull the rolls. We're going to have, again, and I really want people, whatever your particular expertise, your learning, your education, your experience, your talents, please bring all of this to the board, because, again, we're going to be needing the churches to come on board to help their members to navigate as to how we're going to be connected so we can be able to disperse fund royalties. These will be royalties on a monthly basis that will go out to each particular churches, because it's separation of church and state, and, again, tax exempt. So we're going to be having whatever businesses that we need, and a lot of this is going to be through the churches where you'll be doing, you know, where you're donating your time, resources back through the churches, which are going to be tax exempt, and also making sure that the companies and businesses that we're doing business with are supporting our black HBCUs. This is how we have free education and free health care. So, again, we have the financial foundation that has already been put in place by the Davis Brothers Share Our Wealth Societies that is on YouTube with Huey P. Long, and we got the whistleblowers. We are telling every single body, this is very, very important. Write this case number down. The case number is U.S. District Court, District of Nevada, District of Nevada, Las Vegas. And that case number, the case number is 2:15, C as in Charlie, D as in Victor, 01839. Again, case number 2:15, C as in Charlie, D as in Victor, 01. That is the number that you want to attach all of your contacts when you email, when you make phone calls, when you do videos, letters, whatever it is that you're doing. You make sure you are keeping track. And when you get ready to turn that in, we're going to have checkers, and they're going to spot check your information. And whenever you have at least one that is not valid, it will kick out everything else. So we want everyone not to cheat, but whoever do the most work, you will get the most money. And we want it to be understood from what we understand. This is a $50 trillion. Please go on YouTube with Mr. James S. Henry, $50 trillion. This is $50 trillion. And again, the amount for whistleblowers will be 10 to 30%, which is the least amount of money, will be $5 trillion that's going to be distributed. This will be distributed to the whistleblowers who are blowing the whistle, and you will be paid according to each documented contact. And however you want to do that, whether it's tweets, emails, whether it's contacting your contacts, ever you can document it and we can validate that, you will get paid for every single tweet, every single email. So again, those are the numbers that you want to, again, this is the U.S. District Court, U.S. District Court, that's what you want at the top, District of Nevada, Las Vegas, and then you're going to put the case number 2:15, C as in Charlie, B as in Victor, 01839. So we would like for everyone, please download this podcast. Please download this podcast. Send it out to the churches. Send it out to the schools. Send it out to your neighbors. Put it out to your contacts. Put it on your social medias. Contact your local news. Have them to do this Black history story. This is a Black living history, but not only is it history, it is going to transform our future. So again, this is very huge. It's very important. This is financial literacy to eradicate poverty. We're going to teach you generational wealth, and this is the foundation in which we're going to transform and have a new heaven and a new earth. So thank you so much for the opportunity. But please download this. Please, everybody, download this and share it with every single body.
Well, look, I want you to talk about our McDonald's. Today is Monday. So, you can't be on the show without talking about McDonald's. And because to me, that's a start. But somehow we got to figure out a way how we're going to motivate Black people to come out and do things they never done before. I mean, they don't.
Well,
their minds is. See, we're a different type of people now and then. We used to like when things. I was watching this movie last night, and it was a true story. I saw it in the movies, and the guy was a member of the Klan, and they were persistent. You know, nowadays. We're not persistent about nothing. You know, only thing, now they got our children shooting up everything. We're scared to open our mouth. We're scared to do things. We're scared to talk about things. Right now, I've never seen parents who didn't stand up for their children until now. I never seen Black people who would know that this guy is a sex predator. And we'll invite him to an event where other Black people, other Black men, and other children will be at. I never seen that before. I never heard of people doing this and thinking it's all right. That's just me on that. See, this is a problem that we're facing today. We're facing a major problem because here's the reason why. We are so busy trying to be like them, even them as murderers, drive-by shooting. See, the Elliot Ness, Capone, them, they the ones started the drive-by shooting back in the 20s.
Exactly. Well, one of the things is, and the solution is that we are looking to our youth groups and our organizations. And again, we want to really target the youth groups for them to move our message. We would like to see a new role model for our education system. And the new role model, and they can do pilot programs, is to give these young people, say, listen, we're going to give you the finances, the foundation of you owning your own business. And we're going to actually give them a benchmark. Let's just say, you know, we start at the fifth graders, and then by the time they are seniors and how they have grown their business. And I think that that is going to be a positive way. And not only that, when you're having communities where we're having our mayors, starting with our local levels and saying this is the model that we want, and we want to have community gardens, community kitchens, community block parties, where we're going to organize our community with the abandoned buildings. We're going to have cleanups. We're going to have, when you're having that, you know, festivals and you're having the celebrations, you know, because we got the Mardi Gras, we got the Chinese New Year, we got the, you know, the Black History. When we're celebrating the different cultures and bringing the people together, but not only that, we are making a financial statement too with these other multiculturals, because again, I want all of my queens. And like you were saying, it's about organizing. This is very important that we understand the importance of organizing. When we are having McDonald Mondays, even if one of the things that we want to do with our youth groups is have them to go to the local McDonald's on every Monday and stand out there with signs and say, okay, no fast foods, no fast foods. Get on the public transit. And as they go, hey, no Starbucks, no Starbucks. And these are young people who make things fun, but they're making an impact. And those are the kind of energy that we need to start projecting. If we actually turn our station into 1 hour saying, listen, we want you to call in if you need help or if you calling to say what you can help with. And when we are having that change of mind and renewing of the mind and that mindset and having a higher vibration rather than this shooting, killing, and calling people bad names, you're going to see the whole shifting of the energy. And, of course, you're going to get a better product because you're having positive energy going into innovative, creative solutions. So that's one of the things that, again, that Impacts, which is my company that we founded, it was to actually bring about organizing the community in such a way that we're maximizing resources. We're actually doing community investing where, again, one of the major things is that, you know, the global warming and, of course, transportation and the gas. Well, if we actually invest each community in their own public transportation system where the person in the projects maybe only have $25 a month to invest, where a person in the middle class may have $100 and a person up on the upper class may have $500. But we're investing this as a community. We're going to create jobs. We're going to create solutions because, again, you having public transit that is coming by your door every 15 minutes, and it's very efficient. It's very, you know, every time somebody get on, we're getting paid. But, you know, we don't have to pay for all of these other expenses. And, of course, you know, it's going to actually cut down on your global warming carbon emission. And you will qualify for a lot of community grants, money that's already there. You're going to create jobs. You're going to create solutions. And you're going to have a better community when you are sitting on the bus riding next door to your neighbors or the elected officials, because we're going to make it mandatory for at least 3 days out of the week the elected officials ride with the constituents, and you hear what we got to say before you get to the office, and you hear what you got to say, we got to say, when you're on your way back home. So, again, when you are actually coming up with solutions and you are having a very organized community, and that's one of the things that I really wanted to give praise to my ancestors. They were the ones who had Ansley, and they were the ones mm-hmm. who had Grandma, and they were the ones who had Camp Ruston, which was a prisoner of war, and over 4,000 prisoners were there at one time, well, throughout the time, and they only lost 11 soldiers, and a lot of the soldiers, they actually didn't even have to have guns to watch them or anything. Even the ones who ran away came back. So, I mean, this is how well they were treated and how clean the area was, and this is the model and the role model. I'm very proud of the history of the legendary coach Eddie Robinson, and we have really shined the spotlight on the Hunt family that has stole the dream and the wealth. So, getting back. McDonald Monday, no fast food.
Let me say this about Eddie Robinson. Yes. You know, Big Doug Williams, you know, he was from down there. Now, he was one of my heroes. You know? Big Doug Williams, and they had a little
I was in school with Doug.
Yeah.
I was actually at Gremlin with Doug.
They had something on about him last night. Doug Williams, and how him and his daughter and his children running these camps. I like that. See, I like to see people put stuff back in, and little Chris Paul, these guys. I like to see that. But you know what I like to see more than that? I like to see them open up stores. I like to see them open up health centers. I like to see them gas it. I want to see something where dollars can return back into the community. All this is good. I'm not knocking it. You know, but I'm proud of Big Doug. But I think we got to tell them what we want. They have their own vision on what things should be, but things should not, like my community, I like to see grocery stores. I like to see health centers. I like to see gas stations. I like to see clothing stores. This is what I would like to see in my community. I like to see
and
more
it should be there.
Clothing stores.
And it should be there. Yes, yes, and the people who own those stores should be able to live there, and they are the ones, and again, this is how the wealth is more evenly distributed rather than actually pulled out of the community or even out of the country. Again, we as Black women, we have got to have our economic power be concentrated in such a way that we get the respect that we deserve. With the first, Ticket Tuesday, no lottery tickets. Yes.
Go ahead.
Okay,
go ahead.
No lottery tickets, no gambling, and no tobacco on Tuesday, okay? Wednesday, no Walmart and no Mart stores, no convenience stores. Thirsty Thursday, no alcohol and no gasoline. This is so important, you guys. And then Foreign Friday, really, all my queens, let's show and let's really come together and show our economic power. And don't nobody go to a foreigner on Friday and show our economic solidarity. And then, of course, Sabbath Saturday. This is huge.
Mm-hmm.
Please, let's remember to keep the Sabbath holy. And thank you so much.
There you go. All right, then. Good job.
Okay.
Good friend, got the time, the one and only. Dr. Sanders, talk to me.
Okay, thank you, Reverend. Now, the key thing that's so important, that what we have been taught as a race and as a people, is to hurt ourselves, kill ourselves, mistreat ourselves, and disempower ourselves, and to separate ourselves. And that's the Willie Lynch syndrome. One aspect of Willie Lynch syndrome was to set the young against the old and the old against the young. And the other part of Willie Lynch is to set the men against the women and the women against the men. And so because we have been so brainwashed accidentally that we do those things, and while we have not progressed, what we have done as black women, what we have done as black men, is that we have destroyed the black family and the black race because we do not put family first. It's not about black women. It's not about black men. It's not about respect for one, respect for the other. It's about, do we respect God enough to protect the family, which starts off with the husband, the wife, and the children. So every effort that does not go towards uplifting the black family is a tool of the enemy, a tool of the devil that was used to destroy us. Case in point, that in 1970, all 80% of the households of the black, the Negro, the colored, had a husband and a wife in it, black family. At that time, the white family was only at 50% with the husband and the wife. They had the problem. After the civil rights movement and the assassination of King, the white government retaliated with Claudine, the movie, talking about Miss Welfare, keep the welfare away from you. They brought in the welfare. They brought in homes for women and children, and 80% of the families had a husband, and the husbands thought they were doing something good by sacrificing and living in a halfway house or a rooming house or a boarding house, paying a little small money Monday through Friday so that their wife and kids could live in a nice house. But they didn't realize that now they're outside of the house. And that has continued because all the homes were always, up until now, in your projects, was to keep the man out the house. And so they also came in with the Civil Rights Bill, and they made it where people who did not even help with the Civil Rights Bill, who actually attacked the black people, the Hispanics, were put on the Civil Rights Bill. American Indians, who actually enslaved black people and also scalped them, and were the bounty hunters for the white plantation owners, they were put on the Civil Rights Bill. The Hispanic also enslaved, so Hispanic means history of Spain. So the Spaniards were the first ones who started the European slave trade, and they were put on the Civil Rights Bill. And the women who spit at Dr. King and throw stuff at Dr. King, and they were put on there as the white women. So they used white women, the Civil Rights Bill, and as a result, the Civil Rights Bill being written by white men from Mississippi, Tennessee, Alabama, and all like that, Arkansas, they had it where they came up with a new word called minority, which our people don't even understand means less than, and we're so baby-like, childlike, what the Bible says, that we'll call ourselves less than. Oh, I'm a minority, less than. We want to talk about minority. So that's the people who have been tricked. Then you have people who are so tricked and been taught to be ignorant. We want people of color. No, the Bible is very clear when it comes to who you are in terms of your race. You are either Haribu, or you were called the Mizraim, which was Egypt. You were called the Ethiop, which was called Kush or Ethiopian. You were called Somalian. You were called the Canaan, which is the Palestine or Israel. You were identified by your race, and the people who saw you, if they didn't know what race you were from, they would use the word to describe your color. So they would use Ethiop for burnt face. They would use Moras for black skin. And now we use that as Moor when they went in. The Romans called it the Moors. And you have the Moorish Temple Society. You have that being a color. You have the Negrito being used to describe black. Negra, describe black. Niger, describe black. So they talked about the melanin in the skin. So people of color means everybody else but you, And that's the situation that we have done as a race, take care of everybody else but us. So we have been hypocrites to our own race. And now, instead of fighting to put the black family together, we do things and say things to separate the black family. So they came in, created these homes for the women and the children only. The men had to be in the shelter. And now we have the woman now, the black woman now has been called a double minority. We're not even thinking about that. Not only that, now here she's a woman and a minority, and now she's better than her husband, who before they were fighting the racism together, now he's now fighting her because they're telling her that he's not good enough for her. And so you have that on your YouTube, and you got that on your Facebook and your Twitter, all that kind of stuff. That mentality that was taught, we were not ignorant people. We were just taught to be ignorant. Now the next thing that you have, that fighting, you have the women's rights movement. And the intellectual women were the ones who was the most stupid. So you can be intellectually smart, but common sense stupid. Here you are going to fight for a women's movement that was designed to get white women's jobs. The women's movement was to give white women jobs, because all the white women did back then was lay at home and make love to their husband, because the husband did all the work and they couldn't work. All they did was take care of the home, take care of the babies, and make some more babies. That was the white woman's her tragedy, her trauma. But as a black woman, you would have two and three jobs and trying to see how you can have your kids taken care of. So it was totally ignorant and stupid for black women, colored women, Negro women, to join the women's movement and to stop supporting Martin Luther King. They had tricked our black women to abandon Martin Luther King, to abandon Malcolm X, to abandon the black race. Our strength as a people has always been our women. Our weakness right now are our women. Our injury to us are our women. Because once our women realize who they are, when they restore to their queenship, then the nationship becomes their number one priority. Once our women return to their queenship, then nationship becomes one of their number one priority. And that nationship is going to be the husband and the man, the black man, the black woman, and the black child and the black family. Our black women are not there. Our black women are not there. They're still on the plantation. They still don't have the concept of nation. Until the black woman begins the concept of nation, we're always going to be asking for reparations for mental health, for social health, for economic health, for literacy health, for Planned Parenthood health, things that destroy us. We don't even understand that your wealth was based on the size of your family. The whole royal family of Britain, Europe, they were about having a big family and protecting their wealth. So family size was wealth. And they knew that, so what they gave black people was Planned Parenthood. They gave black people Planned Parenthood. They shut that down. And we buy into this stuff. And what we have to make sure that our people have been trained like sheepdogs and talk ignorant and act ignorant. And that's why we can't do reparations without reparations, with being repaired. We have to repair our mental thought, and we have to have a nation mind concept. We have to make sure that our women are the warrior kings or the warrior queens. The woman would never be a warrior king. Is that the woman king? That's not what it was called. She was called the Kente. She was called the queen mother. That's what the whole Angela Bassett role was, of being queen mother. The woman king is just trying to take a movie to try to make women know that they can fight back, that they can protect their king, that they can protect their man, that they can protect their nation. If you look at Woman King, what is her job? To protect her king, to protect her nation, to protect her people. So if black women are not looking at protecting their king and their nation, then they are the leftover sex thing of slavery, because all you're doing is serving the sexual needs of a white man, an Asian man, or an Arab man, or a Pakistani man, but you're not uplifting and rebuilding a black man who's under attack. He's the one who's on the battlefield. He's the one that was killed. He's the one that's the most hated. on the planet Earth. So what are you doing to help repair and rebuild the black man who has been under siege because he was trying to protect you? And when he protected you and so that they wouldn't kill you, what happened? Either he was killed, he was lynched, he was bitten by dogs, or he was shipped off. Even if they found that you were married while you were still enslaved, they'd break up the family on purpose. That's where jumping the broom came from, that our people were a pro-marriage, pro-family people. You can't see that now. That's why the family destroyed. That's why a woman could never, never, ever, ever teach a young boy to be a man. A man could never, 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 ever teach a young woman to be a woman. No, you have to have a support system to have that man become a man. You have to have a support system to have that woman become a woman. Otherwise, you get the ignorance that you got right now with women out here twerking and jerking and going around half naked. So if they don't have their only self-worth is what they show through their body but not their mind. We did that because we didn't emphasize the black family. So we have to get the language straight like Martin Luther King. We have to get the language straight. We have to start making sure that we call ourselves the descendants of enslaved Africans, the Dosa, or we say that we the native black, the original black that was here, and we have to be talking about black family. It's not talking about black man, black woman. No, or even black child, we have to talk black family. We got to get our minds right. We got to get our minds out the gutter, and we got to start becoming a family in unity. Because the Bible has said a fool and his wealth, a fool and his money will depart. If you give a fool $5, he going to blow the $5. If you give a fool $5,000, he going to blow that $5,000 just like he did $5. Our people are too ignorant right now for financial reparations. We have to make sure that it's educational reparations, healthcare reparations, land ownership reparations, no tax reparations, in addition to financial reparations. We have to have a long-term plan. We can't play the game because once you get reparations, you can't say a damn thing about me being mistreated. Once you get reparations, you can't talk about Trayvon Martin. You can't talk about George Floyd, you can't talk about Breonna Taylor, you can't talk about Sandra Bland. You have to shut your damn mouth up because we done paved you off. So shut up. So whatever we do to you, yeah, we do to you, because you never address the issue of being a 3/5 human being. You never address the Dred Scott decision of 1857 saying that you are never supposed to be a citizen here. You never look at the 13th Amendment that said that if you get locked up and go to prison, you are now classified as a slave again, that only you can only be free if you were never in prison. We never addressed those issues. We never addressed the 14th, 15th Amendment that was giving black people the right to vote. White people had the right to vote. White women had the right to vote if they owned property. White women always had the right to vote. They just had to have some ownership of something. If you were just a broke white woman, you just couldn't vote. But if you had some land, then you could vote. And so their struggle and our struggle is totally different. So we got to clean house and start just dealing with our race. No homosexual race, no LGB race, no nothing race. We have to just deal with our race, the black family. And our race is the mother, the father, and the child. That's our race. The race is the black man, the black woman, and the black children. We have to be the black men and black women of tomorrow to give us a tomorrow, because we're just about almost wiped out. We're less than 3% in almost every profession in the United States, doctors, lawyers, engineers, architects. We are being suffocated and wiped out while we're talking nonsense. So we're going to have to really look harder now and change things. Yes, we must gain control of our dollars. Yes, we must boycott these places that are not serving us. And we have to call out the sellouts who are betraying us. You know, if you were an FBI informant like Jesse Jackson, if you were an FBI informant like Al Sharpton, you're an FBI informant like John Lewis, if you're an FBI informant like Ralph Abernathy, any FBI informant of William O'Neill, any of those, whoever's an informant, that we have to call them out, put them out. We cannot be following those people thinking that I can be the next FBI informant and they'll treat me right, too. We have to start loving us and loving us as a people, but it's all about family. We have to emphasize the black family, the black nation, the black family, black nation. And that's what other groups are doing. The Chinese came over there They got their own Chinatown. The Arabs got their own community. They got, you know, even multiple Dearborns all over the place. The Hispanic got the Hispanic community, stuff like that. Where's the African village? Where's the African town? Where's Blacktown? We don't have a damn thing anymore because we gave up on family. We turned our backs on God.
Amen. That's the truth. That's the holy truth. Look, I only got a couple of more minutes, but I want to say you hit the nail right on the head when you try talking about men and women. A man, he can't raise no daughter to be a real woman. That would be extremely difficult. And a woman can't raise no young man to be a man. Unless she have the whole community behind her. But look, I'm out of town.
Right, let me say this. That's why you got sagging. That's why you got girls going with girls, and they play basketball. They can't just be girls are playing basketball. They're trying to be boys and playing basketball. We have to look at how our boys have become feminine and how our girls have become masculine.
Amen. We will. Let's talk about that in the tweet. Let's really get into that because I think that's crucial. Oh, man. All right, big fella. Talk to you soon. You have a good day at work. And we have just about ran out of time. Sunday, 5:00, is going down again. All right.